Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're on Q104 this morning. How was your drive-in this morning into work, Alyssa Rose?
It was yucky. It's pretty gross out there.
But it's just rain.
It's
right?
Like a wet, sleet, rainy mix. I don't know. I was only out in it for a couple of seconds walking from my house to the garage, but I didn't enjoy it.
It's 37, 38 degrees. I think that if it was colder, we'd be having a much different conversation.
Oh, yeah. I agree. It would probably be snowing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we kind of lucked out there.
A little bit.
I think we'll probably just have the rain throughout the morning. Now, later on this afternoon, could see the same problem if temperatures drop at all and we still see this rain, wintry mix. Yeah, then we could see some problems on the drive home. But I think it's just going to be all rain this morning, much to the dismay of kids who were probably hoping for a snow day today.
Oh, they already got one last week. They're fine.
I mean, honestly, it's not even the snow that could have been the problem. It's that freezing rain. I cannot stand driving in that freezing rain.
I hate it because it's so unpredictable. I never know what the roads are going to be like.
So make it a safe morning. Thank you for being here. It's the Q Morning Show. Taylor Swift. Let's go to Solon to get a good vibe from Tina. Tina, good morning.
Good morning. I am calling with my good vibe. I'll give you the cliff notes of the bad before the good.
Okay.
My youngest child was a junior and a senior during COVID, and it was awful. Like, this was an honor roll kid that I didn't think was going to graduate.
Oh.
It was going home every day during lunch at 6 minutes home, 6 minutes to make sure he was okay, and 6 minutes back. I mean, it was a nightmare. Shout out to Solon Admin and to a counselor, Brad Sims, and two amazing teachers, Kristen Ahrens and Val Perillo, for helping my kid.
I mean, those are two of your most important formative years growing
absolutely.
Up, your junior and senior year. And to have to go spend those through COVID, you know, must have been awful.
It was awful. So the good news, the good vibe is he is graduating this Saturday from OU. I didn't even know he was going to go to college. That's how bad it was. And he, his sister helped him select the profession, and he's going to be a pilot. He has a degree in engineering aviation, and he has a job coming as soon as he finishes 1,000 hours.
Wow.
He is working at the airport in Athens, and My kid who hated me calls me every few days to check on me, is kind and loving, a mature adult. I can't believe it. I'm a teacher, and I've helped hundreds of kids, and he was one that I needed other people to help. I just couldn't do it. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the community that helped and invested in my kid, and such a good vibe that I get to go see him graduate this Saturday.
There's nothing else to say, Tina. That's an incredible good vibe. Enjoy it. Enjoy Saturday. Enjoy every second of it.
Thanks, you guys. I love listening to you in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show. As we wind down 2025, Time Magazine. You remember Time Magazine?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've read Time Magazine since probably high school or college when I was doing a book report.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I actually saw Time Magazine, like, in print somewhere.
Yeah, it's still around.
It's been a minute.
So this week they'll announce their Person of the Year, which they've done pretty much every year since I've been alive. Yesterday they announced their Entertainer of the Year. Did you see that?
I did not.
That is Leonardo DiCaprio. He did some movie this past year called One Battle After Another. I did not see it.
I must have missed that because I was like, what did he do this year?
Leonardo DiCaprio did not entertain me this past
year. Other than attend Jeff Bezos' wedding, I haven't seen anything about him.
So today, Time has announced their 2025 Breakthrough of the Year, and that is K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh.
And that's because of the animated musical success on Netflix and this song right here. Also, Alyssa is doing something this morning that she has never, ever done before in her life, which I'd kind of like to highlight. Coming up after Huntrix, the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa with you. So for the first time in her life, is that accurate by making that statement? For the first time in her life. This morning, Alyssa is drinking hot coffee.
I am.
What made you choose hot coffee this morning as your beverage of choice?
Honestly, like, I try to make my coffee the night before for iced coffee, and I'll put it in the fridge. And I forgot to make it last night, so I didn't have any cold coffee for my iced coffee this morning.
Okay.
So I knew, I've tried to do it with, like, hot coffee and pour it over ice. Doesn't work. Just melts the ice. Not a good move. So I just did hot coffee this morning, and I don't know how y'all do this every day.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Alyssa is still somewhat new to the morning show routine.
Yeah. It's been about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Not a morning person. Not a coffee person.
Right.
I just started drinking coffee. Actually, I feel like maybe earlier this year.
Have you noticed, like, a difference if you don't have it? Like,
yes.
Okay, so you have noticed that.
I have, because the past week or so, I had run out of coffee, and I was trying to just, like, power through,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't going well. I kept going downstairs. We have a little convenience store, and I kept running down to grab energy drinks, because by about, like, 8:30, I start losing steam.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hot coffee, but the thing about it is that for something about the hot coffee, I can really tell that I'm just drinking hot water. I don't notice it with iced coffee, but with hot coffee, I'm like, oh, this is watery coffee flavored drink.
What do you have in it? Do you put anything in it? Is it? It's not just black.
Just creamer.
A creamer.
Yeah, just like an oat milk creamer.
Yeah, you experiment, you know, through the years. I'm very surprised that you didn't become addicted to coffee in college, because that's when I did. You know, when you're pulling your all-nighters, and I even when I was in radio, mm-hmm. in college, that's where I started. I worked the overnight shift. So I would work from midnight until 5:30. And so coffee became a necessity. But then you figure out, do you like sugar in it? Do you like,
right.
you know, and now I drink I put this agave stuff in it.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
I don't know. I mean, it has a different taste, but I'm kind of used to it now.
I used to do like 5-hour energies in college, but I don't think I could stomach one of those ever again.
So, why?
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Did it make your heart beat too fast?
Have you ever had one?
No, I don't think so.
They're so good. It tastes like cough medicine. It's so nasty. It's literally worse than any shot I've ever taken. But I don't think I'll be doing hot coffee again. Well, not if I can help it.
Right. Well, I'm, you know, at least you tried it.
I tried it, but I don't think I'll be trying it again.
All right. The Q Morning Show. Am I the Bleep Hole? Coming up this morning, we're going to talk to Sophie. in Bay. Is she being a Grinch? Did what? She did something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the bleep hole level? We'll get into that coming up right around 7:25 this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. This is not the time of year that you want to be a bleep hole, because otherwise then you're on Santa's naughty list.
Yeah, nobody wants to be there.
So let's see if we can help out Sophie in Bay Village. Sophie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, who thinks you're a bleep hole?
My older sister, you know.
You guys live at home with mom and dad?
Can you imagine? No, that would not be good.
So what happened?
Look, I think all I'm guilty, if you will, of was wanting my parents' Christmas tree to look nice. I don't think that's wrong. So this weekend we went to my parents' house to help them put up the tree and all of the decorations. And my sister has two little ones. They're 4 and 6. They want to be involved. They like to help out.
Yeah, they're finally like getting to that age.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's exciting for them. I mean, they're 4 and 6. It's Christmas time, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I would think they would be excited
about it. Santa's coming to town.
Right.
You got to get ready.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's adorable and I love them. But I have to say, like, this is my thing. Like, this is my favorite time of year. And I love decorating the tree and putting everything up. And I have it in my mind a certain way that I do it, certain ornaments and things like that. And they, of course, were like, but we want to help. We want to help. We want to help. And I said, sure. You know, here's a few ornaments if you want to put them over here. And I told them where to put them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept putting all of the ornaments just sort of like on the same branch, basically.
Right.
No spacing. Everything was just sort of cluttered together.
Just chaos.
And yes, thank you. It was so, it looked like crap. But of course, I'm not going to say that to them, but I was
right.
Like, you know what? Why don't you go and help grandma? Because we have this like adorable Christmas village with like little trains and it's.
Yeah. Go help grandma set that up.
Exactly. And they were fine. They were like, oh my gosh, of course. They weren't upset. They weren't like, why are you doing this? But my sister then was saying that I was a total bleep hole for not letting them help. And I'm like, well, but this is the thing that I love to do. So why?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a big deal. I wasn't mean about it.
You weren't berating the children, right?
Never.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness
never,
for that.
Never, never. Yeah, no, and I love them, but like this is something that I love doing, and they just were sort of making it look like kids would do.
So is Sophie the bleep hole? Alyssa?
Sophie, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think you're kind of a bleep hole for this.
No!
You can't send kids away who want to help you decorate the tree. They just want to experience Christmas magic.
Oh, this is even worse because now my sister's going to feel so vindicated here.
And here's what I'm going to say. Sophie?
Yes.
I don't think you're a bleep hole.
Yes.
You don't?
And I would be hypocritical.
Oh, what?
If I called her a bleep hole, because in my house, no one is allowed to decorate the tree but me. Because my kids screw it up. Drew screws it up.
You're kidding me.
We'll get more into this. 216-474-0104. Is Sophie the bleep hole for not allowing her niece and nephew to help decorate the family Christmas tree?
They're little kids. They wanted to help her, and she has a way she wants it done.
216-474-0104. The key.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Morning show. Jagged Edge, 7:30 banger. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? Sophie in Bay. Explain why Sophie is considering that she might be a bleep hole.
So she was over at her parents' house, I guess, this past weekend, and they were helping her parents decorate the house for Christmas. She loves doing the Christmas tree, and her sister's kids, like I think she said 4 and 6, we're trying to help and just not doing it up to her standard by any means. They're decorating it like kids decorate. And so she told them to go help grandma do something else. Her sister thinks that that totally makes her a bleep hole, though, because she wouldn't let the kids help her.
I think there's a lot of gray area here. I think this is going to be a very nuanced conversation because Alyssa believes that Sophie is the bleep hole. I don't think she is, just based on the information that I heard. Let's go to Amanda in Parma. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Bleep hole or no bleep hole?
I do not think she's a bleep hole. I think that she gave them a chance to do something else and spend time, quality time with grandma decorating the village. I think that she enjoys decorating the Christmas tree, and so she just wanted to do that. I mean, the only other thing she could have done was to just let them decorate it and then stayed a little later after they left and fixed it and then just like, hold the family, look at what the kids did. Obviously, she did that, but I don't think she's a bleep hole, no.
Yeah, that's what I've had to do with Drew over the years. As he's, you know, grown up, he wants to help put the ornaments on the tree, and then he puts like 4 ornaments on one branch, and I'm like, oh, that looks great. You know, and I'm inside, I'm thinking, get out of here so I can fix this.
Well, see, like 4 and 6, I bet they won't notice. But Drew, I feel like Drew at this point would notice if you moved his ornaments around.
Becky in Brunswick, good morning.
Good morning.
Is Sophie the bleep hole for controlling who decorates the Christmas tree, the family Christmas tree?
I definitely believe she's a bleep hole. First of all, I didn't even realize it wasn't even her tree. It was her parents' tree.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have, why does she need to decorate that tree? She should have let the kids decorate, and she could have fixed it again, like everyone says, later. So everyone here in this conversation is such you can fix it later. So she's a bleep hole.
Yeah, overruled.
That is a good point. And now
yeah,
I have to think about that.
Yeah, I didn't consider that. She could have just let them go.
Kim and Willowick, we're going to let you have the final word on this. Is Sophie a bleep hole? Did she ruin Christmas for two toddlers? Well, I guess they're not toddlers.
Four and six.
Six and four.
Yes, she is totally a bleep hole.
We let
our 2, 7, and 10-year-old decorate one of our fancier trees and fluff it. And yes, it looks like crap. But just watching them, it makes them so much happier. And we still laugh at our tree because it's not fluffed properly yet.
Wait a minute, Kim.
So you didn't move the ornaments?
No, I just left it because they loved it, and that's how we're going to leave it.
Oh, my. How can you? I couldn't stand that. Like, how come you haven't fixed that? How is that not driving you crazy?
It is driving me crazy, but knowing they are happy and they have done it outweighs the craziness of it.
Okay. Yes, that is the most important thing. That's where we should keep our perspective this morning, right?
Bill wouldn't be
Absolutely.
Doing that at his house, but...
I would just sit on my couch. And I'm doing a lot of sitting on my couch lately with
Especially
this broken ankle.
Especially this year, yeah.
I don't have a tree up right now, but I would just be staring at that tree and be like, that is just, that's all wrong. It's wrong.
Bill would rather have no tree up than a tree done incorrectly.
Q104. Samantha in Parma Heights is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
Quickly, let me remind you of the rules. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correct between you and Alyssa will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Samantha?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question 1. What material are you supposed to knock on for good luck?
Wood.
We've heard a lot about the Louvre in recent weeks. What is the name of the most famous painting that hangs in the Louvre?
I don't know.
Just guess a famous painting.
Starry Night.
Question 3. What brand of chili is most famous from the city of Cincinnati?
Skyline Chili.
Question 4. On the periodic table, this element is TI, also the name of a Sia song.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Final question. If I contracted Bell's palsy, and God forbid that I ever do that, I would have numbness in what part of my body?
Fingertips.
Okay. Let me count you up here, Samantha. I have you down with 2 correct today. 2 out of 5. Not too bad. It could beat Alyssa. We're about to find out what happens. Next, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the Q Morning Show. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Part 2, Alyssa's back in the studio. Meet Samantha in your neighborhood. Alyssa, Parma Heights.
Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Samantha went 2 for 5.
Nice.
So Alyssa needs 2 in order to tie Samantha. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question 1, what material are you supposed to knock on for good luck?
Wood.
Question 2, we've heard about the Louvre a lot in recent weeks. What is the name of the most famous painting that hangs in the Louvre?
The Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa is correct. What brand of chili is the most famous from the city of Cincinnati?
Skyline.
Skyline chili is correct. Question 4. On the periodic table, this element is TI, also the name of a Sia song.
Titanium?
Titanium is correct. Final question. Alyssa might go 5 for 5 today. If I contracted Bell's palsy, and honestly, it's not out of the question here in 2025.
Yeah, let's just knock on wood for that.
With the amount of health problems I've been having, if I contracted Bell's palsy, I would have numbness in what part of my body?
Your hands?
Not your hands. Your face. Your face.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
You don't want that.
No.
Samantha, thank you so much. Alyssa had 4 today. Samantha had 2. Thank you for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We do have fantastic prizes for you, though.
Awesome. My name is Samantha. and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Key 104.
It's Key 104. Before we get to how Alyssa embarrassed herself at work yesterday, just for context, just so we set the stage here, we work at the Halley Building downtown, and there's two distinct areas of our building. We have the studios. It's the studio side, and that's where we work, and the sports station, and the rock station, and the station that plays all Christmas music, like, all year round. They do that now, right?
I think so. I think they're 12 months out of the year.
So we're over here, and then on the other side of the building, that's where the executives are, and management, and the salespeople. They're over on the other side. And
all
honestly,
that to say, we don't converge very often.
No, it's very rare that they come over here, and it's also
vice versa. It's
rare.
Very rare that we go over there. There's not really, it's not like we have to walk through that side of the office to leave the building.
But Alyssa and I have been trading emails for the past few days with one of our salespersons. Her name is Julie, and we're talking about new business for next year. Mm-hmm. We might have a new client joining the show next year, which would be good. That'd be good for us.
Very exciting.
It would be helpful, you know, to avoid cancellation in 2026.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If we have another client joining. So we've been going back and forth about that. And Alyssa, there was some confusion about something. And Alyssa had to go over to the other side to go to try to find Julie.
I had to go because Bill cannot take the stairs, which are required to get to that side of the building. Because
right.
He's still in a boot and on a knee scooter, so he didn't go over there.
I physically cannot make it to that side of the building.
So I had to go by myself.
Right.
And I go over there, and I'm so bad with names. And I honestly, I probably haven't even been over to that side of the building in like a month. And I was like, I'm looking for Julie. And I hear someone go, "That's me." And I was like, oh. I was literally asking Julie where Julie was. I was like, I'm sorry. I am really bad with names. Wow. Out of all the people in this office, I could have asked anybody else who Julie was, but I accidentally asked Julie who Julie was. So sorry.
That is great.
I told Bill and he was like, that's my worst nightmare.
It is, because I would do no better. In fact, I'm going to write this down. I think I have a great idea.
Oh, no.
For our company Christmas
no!
party. This would be a fun game to play at our company Christmas party, which is next week. So what they should do is they should line up all of these salespeople and executives, like sort of when you're trying to identify a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so line them up side by side. And then it's a game where everyone on this side, on the programming side, all of the air personalities, we have to name every single executive and salesperson. We have to identify them by their first name.
No, I'm good at games, but I'd be really bad at that game. I'm so bad with names. It's really embarrassing.
That would
it's
be
a problem.
Such a fun game.
I think that would be a fun game for you to play. Just you.
I would enjoy watching everybody else play.
Maybe we all just try to find out. We all just try to figure out which one Julie is.
Honestly, I knew Julie. I would have gotten Julie right. But there's a few salespeople I would not get right. In fact, there's a guy that we're about to talk about. I think his name is Andrew, who did something embarrassing. That's actually what we're going to get into this morning. What he did. I don't know who Andrew is.
I don't either.
But he embarrassed himself to the entire company. So we'll get into that coming up. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. How have you embarrassed yourself at work? So 1 week from tonight is our company party, our Odyssey holiday party. Odyssey is the company that owns Q104. And so this was announced a couple of weeks ago. It's mm-hmm. one of those Google invites.
Yeah, and we've been getting reminder emails like, if you haven't RSVP'd yet,
right,
make sure you RSVP.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
1 week warning, if you have not RSVP'd to our holiday party, please take a quick second to do so. Now, all you have to do is click yes or no.
That's it.
That's all you have to do. And then someone hit reply all and said, yes, I plan to attend.
But you're missing the best part about that yes, I plan to attend email.
Why?
Because not only did he reply all to everybody in our company here, but he did it at 11:45 p.m. Dude, I was like laying in bed. I was like half asleep and I hear my email go off and I'm like, what? And I look and I'm like, oh, you've got to be joking me. You've got to be kidding me.
I would not recover from this.
I don't even know if he knows he did it.
It would haunt me to know that I replied to the entire company.
Letting
them know I am planning on attending the holiday party.
Since I moved back to Cleveland, specifically here at Odyssey, reply all is a thing that tends to happen a lot.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I've noticed, like, every time we have an email go out like this, somebody will accidentally reply all at some point. And I don't know how. I always double check.
I was thinking that this happened more often, like, years ago, where people would reply, and then it would just keep going. There would be, like, a huge chain mm-hmm. of reply alls, and then somebody would go to HR, and then HR would send out some sort of an email
that's
that says,
my favorite.
Stop replying.
Yeah. When HR is like, please, for the love of all that is holy, stop.
Yeah, so I don't know. Now, see, I don't know this person.
I don't. I don't either.
Now, if this person was at our company party and we did the, if someone takes my idea and we do the lineup where we have to identify the executives, like I would not know this person, you know.
And this works out when you do embarrassing things and we're so bad with names and faces and we don't even know.
I bring this up because earlier on the show, Alyssa admitted to, she was on the business side of the office looking for Julie, and she walked up to Julie and said, hey, can you help me find Julie?
Awful. Awful. I asked Julie where Julie was. I could have asked anybody else.
And Alyssa's worked here for a year and a half,
yeah,
by the way.
So it's like, it's like you hit a point where it's like you're too far in to ask people's names anymore. I'm there. So I kind of just hope that I can find the person I'm looking for.
216-474-0104. How have you embarrassed yourself at work?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's the Q Morning Show. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done at work? Paul's in Willoughby. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill.
What did you do, Paul? What was the most embarrassing thing?
Well, a coworker came up to me and said, I have an extra burger from Swenson's. Would you like it? And I said, sure. It was almost lunchtime. So, and I've never had a Swenson burger at this point either, so I was excited. They said it needed to be heated, so I put it in the microwave in the paper bag from Swenson's, put it on for a minute, turned my back a little bit on the microwave, doing whatever I was doing, turned around, and the microwave was in flames.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Was the burger by any chance?
I didn't realize there was a foil wrapper around the burger, so the foil wrapper set the paper bag on fire, and it was just flames inside.
Luckily,
I was able to get it out.
You got it out yourself? Or did you get the fire extinguisher?
I opened it up. I opened it up and just kind of hit it with my hand real quick, and it enough of the bag was burnt that I had nothing else to burn, so it went out. And luckily, the sprinklers or anything didn't turn on.
Did you still get to eat the burger?
I don't even remember if I ate it. I think I probably did. I was young and single. I probably ate it. It wasn't as good as it would have been.
Did anybody call the fire department?
No, we contained it. And the funny part is the vice president of North America came up to me later that day and started razzing me.
Yeah.
So that was nice that everyone, including the highest person in the company, had found out about it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Word travels fast when you set something on fire.
You raised your profile probably that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think for the positive, though.
No.
Hey, it's better to be known for something than for nothing at all.
Nothing. Yeah, probably.
Wasn't that an episode of The Office or something? Like,
it sounds like it.
Ryan put something in like a Hot Pocket or something. I don't know.
You always got to check for the foil.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for listening to our show.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
Taylor Swift. It's Q104. It's Q104. Valerie from Independence joining us right now on the Q Morning Show. Good morning, Valerie.
Hey, good morning.
So what is the most embarrassing thing you have done at work?
So this is somewhat recent. This actually happened a few months ago. We had this huge all-hands Zoom meeting. So, like, 100 people.
Okay.
And I was muted with my camera off, or at least I thought I was.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it was right around lunch and I had these leftover wings in the fridge, so I heated them up and I was eating them at my desk for the all hands. And then about 10 minutes into this meeting, my boss messages me and says, "Hey, just FYI, your camera is on."
No, yeah. That's my worst nightmare.
Oh no, and it got worse. I looked up and I saw myself in the little Zoom camera box and I just completely panicked. I turned off my camera, but then I turned on my microphone. And then everybody was hearing me say, like, no.
Oh, you unmuted yourself.
You interrupted the all hands.
Oh, yeah. What a mess.
I would have just destroyed my laptop. Just taken my laptop and just thrown it on the floor.
Or at the very least, just exit the meeting.
Yeah. And needless to say, everybody on my team still gives me crap for it. And I got a lot of gifts of, like, wing eating competitions.
Oh, my God.
Just sending them through on Slack.
Totally.
So what were they? Like, medium wings, Parmesan?
Oh, Bill wants to know the flavor.
What did you have?
Oh, it was Parm and some spicy.
Okay.
It was like a mix.
Food on your face.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
All right. Thank you, Valerie. After 9 this morning, a chance to win Disney on Ice tickets. So a key keyword is coming up. And we're going to squeeze in another round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 216-474-0104. Caller 14 right now. You will play, and you might walk away with some tickets to the West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge, which is going down this Sunday. 18 holes of indoor putt-putt. There's food and drink specials. Sunday fun day on West 6th Street with some indoor putt-putt. 216-474-0104. Caller 14 right now. Lauren in Cleveland Heights is here. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
So it's you versus Alyssa, this five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I'm ready.
Question one. What part of the rabbit is considered lucky?
The foot.
Question two. Arrivederci is the Italian word for what?
Goodbye.
Question three. What band is responsible for the famous Rumors album from 1977?
Fleetwood Mac.
Question four. If I broke a metacarpal bone, in what part of my body is that?
Metacarpal. Oh, hand.
Final question. In what U.S. state would you find the country's only royal palace?
Royal Palace, Pennsylvania?
Lauren, you did fantastic.
All right.
I thought you were going to go 5 for 5. 4 for 5 today, however.
All right.
Will that be enough to beat Alyssa? Alyssa is back in the studio to answer the same five questions next. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa is back in studio. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, you might be in for it today.
Oh, really?
Lauren in Cleveland Heights just went 4 for 5.
Dang, Lauren.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to get all five, but still, this is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 is a strong showing.
Are you ready for your questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what part of the rabbit is considered lucky?
A rabbit's foot.
Arrivederci is the Italian word for what?
Salsa.
Salsa. Your answer is salsa?
Yeah.
So you think the Italians came up with their own word?
I don't know.
For a Mexican condiment?
I don't know. I know that ceviche, or is it?
Ceviche or arrivederci?
Arrivederci is reminding me of ceviche, which is like a type of salsa. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't even know how you identify as Italian.
I'm barely Italian. I've told you this.
Arrivederci is goodbye.
Oh, okay.
So that's a miss for Alyssa. It's the only question she can miss. She needs to get these last three. What band is responsible for the famous Rumors album from 1977?
Fleetwood Mac.
If I broke a metacarpal bone, and honestly, that's not out of the question here in 2025, in what part of my body is the metacarpal bone?
Your hands.
Final question. Alyssa needs it in order to tie Lauren. If she misses this question, Lauren will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. In what U.S. state would you find the country's only royal palace?
We have a royal palace here?
In one U.S. state.
What? I'm going to say, let's go with Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Lauren's guess was Pennsylvania. The correct answer is Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Because they used to have a princess, right?
If you want to know more, Google it. There's no more time left.
Oh, man.
Lauren wins Alyssa's Woo! College of Knowledge.
Yay. Woo!
Let's go, Lauren. That's how you do it.
Lauren, you have the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, the diploma, and fantastic prizes. Thank you so much.
Yay! My name is Lauren, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So according to what I'm reading, if you've got a social event planned this holiday season, it's something that you maybe aren't necessarily looking forward to, and you're already thinking about your escape plan. You're looking, how can I bounce early? Where a lot of people get in trouble is there's too much talking. There's too much explanation, you know, of why you're leaving.
You can't get too in the weeds with your excuse.
So according to this, all you need is four words. And you can vary it up. All you need to say is heading out, and then make sure that you express your gratitude to the host, and you would say, amazing party. So heading out, amazing party, and then you can go.
And then just dip.
Yeah. And like I said, you can vary up the words. Like it has another example. Just say it's time.
It's time.
See, that's going to get a lot of attention.
Yeah,
that
that might not be the way to do it.
It's time, and say, such fun. It's time, such fun. All you need is four words.
I almost feel like that would get a little bit much trying to be like, okay, I can only have four. What if you want to say five? Like,
see, that's where I think
it might be one word too many.
That's where you get in trouble. You're over-explaining your departure. You just need four words, and then you can dip.
Or you could just have zero words and do an Irish goodbye.
That's funny that you bring that up, because in this same article, it asks the question, is it ever okay to leave without saying goodbye, like the Irish goodbye? It says here, this used to be considered rude, but now it's more acceptable.
I fully agree with that. I used to think that it was very rude, but as I've gotten older, sometimes I don't want to stop the party to let everybody know that, like, I'm leaving. Like, I don't need to make that moment about me. I can just go.
I did it all the time in college, all the time. If I was done with the night, I would just leave the bar.
Oh, see, no. In college, that drove me crazy, because then I think someone kidnapped my friends.
Well, it backfired on me one time where, yeah, my friends were concerned about me because I started to come up with, I had like a different excuse, I would say, because back then I wore contacts. And I'd be like, guys, my contacts are really bothering me. I'm going to go home, put on my glasses, and I'll be back.
Oh, and you just never returned.
And what people figured out that when Bill says it's time to go put on his glasses, he's never coming back.
He's gone for the night.
I have no idea. I just don't like to say goodbyes. I just don't like goodbyes. So there you go. Heading out.
Maybe try that one. Maybe four words will be enough for you.
Amazing party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.